There is a controversy brewing here in Music City. It has to do with the Country Music Association Foundation, and they kicked out Governor Mike Huckabee. Now, on Wednesday, he was appointed to the board, and this board does a lot of good work in this town. And on Thursday, he had to tender his resignation. And it's been a very ugly affair, and it has to do with issues that of intolerance. It has to do with issues of involving the Second Amendment and the NRA. Let me just give you the background, and then we'll be joined by Governor Huckabee. So he gets appointed to the board, and then this guy, Jason Owen, who leads Sandbach Management, represents artists like Little Big Town, Faith Hill, Casey Musgraves, said in a letter that his clients would no longer support the foundation if Huckabee was on it. Owen and his husband have a child and expecting more. They said that Huckabee has made it clear that his family's not welcome. Huckabee speaks of the sort of things which suggest my family is morally beneath his and uses language that is profoundly negative for young people across this country. He continues, not to mention how harmful and damaging his deep involvement with the NRA is. Governor Huckabee resigned from that board rather than be a distraction. He has not made any public comments about this until now. Joining us on the line now is Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, I know you to be a man of faith, and I know you to be a man who is supportive of the Second Amendment and all those who believe that they have a right in the Constitution to carry a weapon. And it seems that those things have gotten you in trouble with the Country Music Association.
Well, Brian, it's unfortunate. I mean, I think I share the views and values of a lot of Americans, millions, who believe that the Second Amendment is as much a part of our constitutional rights as would be the First Amendment, the right of free speech, the right of worship and religion, the right of association. But, you know, we're living in a time when if people disagree, it's not enough to vocalize that and use their First Amendment rights. They really now want to bully people of a different point of view into economic submission. And that's unfortunate. Look, my whole passion for being on that foundation board was simply this. For decades, I've been a strong advocate for music and the arts, trying to put musical instruments in the hands of kids. I did that as governor, led the nation in passing legislation that made music and art education mandated for every kid K through 12 with certified teachers. Have worked with the NAM Foundation and others, created a program called Play It Again Arkansas to get music into the hands of kids because it changed my life when I was a little kid. I wouldn't be where I am today without it. And my simple thing was, this wasn't to bring my political or my religious views into the foundation, but just to be an advocate for music, the arts, and kids. If I'm going to be a distraction, there's no point. And you know, I don't want people to use their hatred toward me or my religious or political views to ultimately hurt kids. And when people start threatening to boycott the CMA and the CMA Foundation, because in my private, personal, or even my public life, I have a different point of view, then, you know, I don't want to hurt the kids. It's more important that the foundation continues what's a great work than it is that I'm on their board. It's just sad to me that, you know, in this case, I'll tell you what the slogan should be. Hate wins. They win today.
Yeah, I mean, this is guy Jason Owens is someone who would say that you should be more tolerant about, you know, the gay lifestyle and gay marriage. And they, reasonable people can disagree upon that. And many people have different opinions about this in this country. But I've never known you to be a hater or to be anti-gay.
No, Brian, in fact, it might shock people that my wife and I have hosted gay couples at our home for weekend outings to come and be with us because we have friends who they don't agree with us on that issue. We don't agree with them, but we love them. They're our friends. And we our friendship transcends that, and we love them for who they are. You know, I do hold a biblical worldview when it comes to traditional marriage. That's no secret. But I've never gone out and tried to deprive someone of their liberty or their livelihood and try to get them fired from a job or try to get them economically deprived and their business shut down because they disagreed with me. This is America. And in America, we ought to be big enough to say, hey, we have some strong disagreements here. And whether it's on the Second Amendment or whether it's on what church we go to or none at all, that's fine. We ought to be able to live with that. But keep it civil. But when it becomes that, if you have a point of view that is different from a worldview that people feel that it's the only one, here's the irony. Where's the tolerance?
Yeah.
Where's the view of diversity?
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is, my gosh, for people who say we're about love, we're about tolerance, we're about diversity, tolerance means intolerance. Diversity means you have to agree with me. And love means I can hate you, but you're supposed to not just love me, but you're supposed to accept everything I stand for. That's what's sad. But bottom line, I'll continue to try to push for music education wherever I can, because it's something that I truly believe in. And I don't want any kid in America to be deprived of the ability to put a musical instrument in his or her hands. Because for me, my story is simple, Brian. Grew up dirt poor in South Arkansas. The first male in my entire family lineage that ever graduated high school. No one above me ever even got out of high school, much less went to college. But when my parents got a guitar for me at age 11, took them a year to pay for it. It was a $99 JCPenney mail order guitar. That changed my life. And I am where I am today in large measure because somebody put a guitar in my hands. Am I a professional? No, never made a living at it. But it made a life for me, and that's why I'm passionate about this.
Do you think the country music industry understands that there are many people of faith who share some of your beliefs, and there are many people who share your support of the Second Amendment who are country music fans? Do they not understand that there's going to be, whether they want it or not, a backlash to what they have done to you in this case?
Well, the sad thing is, I mean, they ought to go to the parking lot of the concerts where country music is played and look out there at the pickup trucks with NRA stickers, and they're going to find out that they've got a lot of fan base. But here's the thing I would say to the gentleman. I don't know him. He's never met me. He doesn't know me. He hates me, dislikes me without knowing me. That's unfortunate. But I would say to him, if there are people that you don't want to buy tickets or download the music of your artist, please make that known so that people will not unduly, make you angry by supporting you. Because if you want an exclusivity and to say we only want to market our music and our concerts to certain types of people who agree with us politically and religiously, then tell us that. But if you're going to be a public entity and market your merchandise to everybody, then be inclusive. And don't be hateful and antagonistic toward people who disagree with you. Just thank them for their patronage. Thank them for their purchases. Mm-hmm. And don't insult them.
Well, I'm sorry that you have been put through this. And I'm sorry that the music industry has shown itself to be so intolerant.
I want to be very clear, Brian. I don't think it's the whole industry. And I know there's many wonderful people. And I've had an avalanche of wonderful encouragement. So, I'd say this is so small a representation because the music industry is a great industry and the people in it are great people and the artists are wonderful and most of them are wonderful, patriotic, appreciative people toward their fans and they're grateful to God for the incredible careers they have. So I want to be very careful not to say anything disparaging about the overwhelming majority of really incredible people in the business. I just hope that a handful of very small but very vocal minority people who bully organizations like the CMA Foundation won't be allowed to be the only voice that's being heard, and that there will be others who will say, you know what, there's room for even guys like Mike Huckabee in the world of trying to help put music instruments in the hands of kids.
Well, if people want to support you, they can watch your show. Tell us a little bit about that very quickly because we're running way out of time.
I understand. Every weekend we do the show just north of Nashville in Hendersonville, Tennessee on Trinity Broadcasting Network. They can get all the details at tbn.tv or mikehuckabee.com. We do it in a live audience, so if people want tickets to the show, they can also go to our website and to tbn.tv and find out how to get tickets. They're free. So it's a cheap date and a lot of fun. We hope to see some local folks out there.
Mike Huckabee, a cheap date. There's the headline out of this interview. Governor, thank you for joining us. And by the way, we have some tickets to give away to your Tuesday taping, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Governor Huckabee, thank you so much for joining us here on Nashville's Morning News.
Thank you, Brian. Great talking to you.